story, because we think it's important that people and our children know the Christmas story. A survey which was done recently of primary school children. If you're a primary school teacher, put your hand up. Okay, well done. Secondary school teachers. There's not many here because they're all exhausted. They can't get to church on Christmas morning. And so well done to all teachers. If you work in education at all, put your hands up. Put your hands high in the air. Well, give them a round of applause. Come on, let's give them a round of applause. Amazing. And this survey they did, it's a very big survey. They asked these children questions about Christmas. 51% of the children's survey said they thought today, Christmas Day, was the birthday of Father Christmas. It's true. 30% said that Jesus was born at the South Pole because it was snowing when he was born. And also that in the stable when he was born, Rudolph was there. And the wise men actually got to Bethlehem by using Google Maps. That's actually true. So it's important we tell our children that they didn't use Google Maps. They just used a sat-nav. I mean, we need to keep telling the Christmas story. It's important. That's what we've been doing this Christmas. And particularly, we've been looking at this word love. And I've been asking this question at all the gatherings. Who would like more love in their lives? 8 of us. Okay. Everybody else does, we just want to put their hands up, that's all. Okay. And we all want more love in our lives. And love at Christmas, Christmas is the time to think about love. And to, it's that time of year. And particularly, gifts of love. And again, we've been using this theme all the way through our gatherings, gifts of love. And the kind of gift you buy someone denotes how much you love them. A lot of ladies are sat there going, oh dear. There we go. So, the kind of gift you receive denotes the kind of love that is offered to you. Now, I've got a little quiz here now, and this is for the ladies first. Gents, you're going to join in a minute. So, you've got a choice between two gifts. If you had to choose one of these, which one would it be? Either, you can only have one, either shopping or a quiet coffee on your own somewhere. So, it's either, not yet, it's either... Ready? Shopping? Hands up for shopping. Hands down. Quiet coffee on your own somewhere. Oh, well, look around, men. Look around. Look around. Okay. It's Christmas Day, so I'll give you this one. A quiet coffee on your own, then going shopping. Put your hands in the air. Hey, there we go. Same for you guys. You've got a choice. Men, ready? It's either shopping... or socks. Right, ready? Okay, let's go back. Men, shopping. 1, 2, 3. You are saints. You are saints. Or socks. Keep your hands in the air if it's socks. Look around, ladies. I say it every year, and it's true. You cannot have enough socks as a man. Socks. Socks at Christmas is a winner every time. If you brought your man some socks, you're going to have a great day today, I'm telling you. The picture of the guys there outside the shop, there's an even better one, but it was a bit too grainy. A load of men, all the women are shopping there, and all these guys are all gathered around a TV which has got sport on it. It was in John Lewis, I think, but anyway, that's another story. So, gifts. We've got another gift that God's given us at this church over this year, and it's the gift of babies. Now, we've had lots of babies this year. Lots and lots of babies. So, if you're the parent, how many babies have we talked about there? At least 100. It's the teaching here, or it's the water we have, or the coffee after the service. Got loads of babies here. So, remember, it's Christmas holidays. We need more babies next year, so get to it. So, lots of babies. And babies are a gift. Because babies show us hope. And not only that, when we see a baby, we see something else. We see opportunity for the future. And here's a special one for me and Tricia. That's our new granddaughter. So all of our 4 grandchildren at some point have appeared on this big screen. But Christmas Day reminds us of one special baby. And the gift of love on Christmas Day, Christians believe, is Jesus. The gift of love is Jesus. And the Bible tells us this. Here's a little verse from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 9, years before Jesus appeared, "For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us." Christians believe the gift of love is Jesus. He is the gift we treasure. Go on, give that a round of applause. You can do that. That's the greatest gift. And love, just so I bring this into land before we sing our final carol, it's not just love like that. I think on this Christmas Day, somehow we need to grasp that it's love like this. It's a big, big love. Now, when you love someone, it's a real thing. It's something you experience. It's in your head and it's in your heart. If you're sat here this morning and you know you love someone, it's in your head and it's in your heart. And it's something that's real. It's something you experience. The first time I realized I love my wife, Tricia, we'd known each other since we were 11 years old. But I've told the story before. It was only when she was in the sixth form. And one morning, she came into assembly. I thought, what a great pair of legs. It's Pat Sullivan. I've never realized it was her before. And in that moment, I went beyond the great pair of legs, but I realized something stirred in me. I'd known her, but then I realized it was something different. And I realized I loved her. I was falling in love with her. And actually, when you do that, you do crazy things, don't you? I mean, I used to write the coolest love letters. I mean, so good. I mean, if they were published, I'd get arrested. But no, we could write a book. But you do daft things. You do crazy things when you love someone. And actually, I was reading on social media that Euston Station, which is closed today, the whole of 45 train staff have turned the foyer, the lobby of Euston Station, into a restaurant feeding 200 homeless people. And it started with one guy, one train engineer's idea. What if on Christmas Day we could turn the train station into a restaurant? And so it went a bit viral, and stores and shops and restaurants provided. There's a four-course meal, there's clothing, there's presents. I mean, it's just, and when asked why, and the guy just said, well, it's the day when we show love to people, isn't it? And this day is not easy for many people. Let me just read you this. I was reading this again just this morning, if I can find this here. Sarah Millican, who is a comedian, she's done a hashtag, which is hashtag join in. We've got one next year, join us, but join in. And she said that some people, Christmas Day is a difficult day. People they've lost, they're bereaved. Sad. It's a sad day for some people, but you've got to smile and hang in there, and for the kids and for the sake of the family. But it's difficult, she said. And so she just started a thing, which is, on this day, if you're feeling lonely, hashtag join in, somebody will communicate with you. Somebody will chat with you. And this guy wrote this. I thought it was amazing. A guy called John. Merry Christmas to everyone. I'm sitting with my tea and my journal in a silent house and contemplating that whilst I'm not in a romantic relationship, I am still loved. It's not been an easy year, but this is one great Christmas gift for everyone on this day. You are loved too. Hashtag join in. And I just thought this morning, that's amazing, isn't it? You do slightly crazy things like turning a railway station into a restaurant. But we could do something even more crazy, which is we could give somebody we love a hug, an embrace, hold their hand if you've never done it before, give them a kiss. It's kind of slightly crazy. So If you're next to someone you know right now, I'm going to ask you just to give them a hug and just give them a kiss and say, I love you, okay? Not for everyone here this morning, but for some here. Children, I would like you kids now, you've done it once there, some again, I would like to go to your grown-ups now and give them the sloppiest kiss you've ever given anybody, right? Go on, give them a big sloppy kiss now. Okay. Final thing we're going to do. If you're here this morning and there isn't somebody at the side of you that you know or you love or you're on your own or people you've come visiting or your family are not with you now or whatever reason, we're just going to have a moment for 10 seconds. We're all going to speak out. We're going to thank God for the people who do love us, but have loved us in the past, maybe. Maybe they've died. Maybe you're on your own. I don't know what your circumstances are. But we can all say thank you on this day for those we love, but for those who have loved us as well. Okay? On this day, I can thank God for my parents, long dead, for the love they showed me. I can't embrace them on Christmas Day, but I can thank God for them. So we're all going to speak out. Names, lots of names are going to go up through the church roof now. Just for 10, 15 seconds, okay? These are the people we love or have loved us. So let's just speak them out now. Go. Thank you, Lord. We're going to do a big amen. Thank you, God. Amen. So finally, it's Christmas Day, the day love came down. So on this day, we've done it every gathering, we want to invite you back to come back to church. Don't wait another year. If you're a visitor, go to your local church. If it's not very good, find another one. If that's not very good, find another one. That's not very good, find another one. Sixth time round, it's probably you, not the church. If in doubt, get on a train and come back here. We'll get you sorted. So find a church and go to church. Don't go once a year. Go at least twice a month. You'll start to feel better for it because that's where we hear about love. Go to church. Come back to this place. I think it'll come on the screen now. You'll get a card on the way out, a booklet on the way out. Why Christmas? Why we celebrate Love Came Down at Christmas? That's a free booklet for you. Take a card with you. Come back next Sunday. Tom's on. There's a great service here next Sunday. Come to church in the new year. And if you want to know more about love and about Jesus, who is love, I want to invite you onto a special course in January the 22nd, the Alpha course, which starts here. Hundreds of people in this church have been through Alpha. It's a refresher for our faith. And if you've never really heard about Jesus before, why don't you come on that course? We need, folks, love in our lives. Look around our nation. Look at our schools. Talking with someone yesterday who was working on A&E in our hospitals. It's really challenging in our world today. And the answer is not more politics. It's more love. And the way we get that love is we ask the God of love to fill our lives with love. It's as simple as that. In a few moments, there's going to be a prayer on the screen. We've not done this before on a Christmas Day, but we're going to do it this Christmas Day because I think 2018 is going to be a very special year. We want to build a church here with communities meeting every day of the week in homes in this city and beyond. Communities of love where people can come in and hear about the God who loves them. And this prayer is a prayer of commitment for you and your family today. If you can say it, I'm going to ask you to say it. It'll come on the screen now. In a moment, we're going to stand and we're going to say this together. As you can see from these words, we're going to receive Jesus today as Lord and Savior. And if you've never, ever really received Jesus into your life, what better day to do it than this day, Christmas Day? And if you are a Christian, but you got a bit stuck, Maybe this is the day you need to say, I need to get unstuck on Christmas Day. I need to do a kind of Ebenezer Scrooge. And I need to start afresh. This is the day to do it. Because if you do that, God hears your prayer and your life will change this day. And if you've done that, we'd love to speak to you at the end of the gathering, Tom and I. Love came down. Let's stand, shall we? Thanks for listening. I'm going to say this prayer in a moment. Then we're going to sing the final carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's a very special prayer on Christmas Day. I've never done this before on Christmas Day. It's felt God was saying, as Christians, we need to stand up next year and believe our faith, believe in Christ. Start to do crazy things for him. And things can change, you know. Our lives can change, our families can change, our city can change, and our nation can change. There's one hope for this world, and it's the love of Christ. I'll stand with you and say this prayer. Let's say together, Lord Jesus, I believe you are God's gift of love to me, my family, and to all people. I believe you are love come down. Today I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Fill my life this day that I would overflow with your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, we prayed it now. That's it. So all that remains for me to say is on behalf of Tricia, myself, and all the team here, watch this graphic. It took ages to do. Happy Christmas.